Finally, it is the new moon, and the new moon is in the sign of Pisces. Well, and as you know, tomorrow is my birthday, and I will take this opportunity to thank the hundreds of thousands of people who sign me good wishes. My gosh, every year this is going bigger and bigger. Okay, can't complain about being loved and getting tons of good wishes, Tirania and I, on my birthday. So even though that I cannot, absolutely not, write back to every one of the people who took the time to be so nice to me, I am saying thank you very, very much with the bottom of my heart to think of me on my special day. Because I do realize how part I am of your life, how an important part I am in your life. And the great supports that I sometimes really, really need because of the stress and me overworking myself. Well, this is life, you know. I have a mission. I don't even know yet if it's a curse or if it's a gift. The only thing I know, I've got to ensure that I don't stop sending you this flow of information. Well, let's start starting off with the current news. And as you know, today, or yesterday, a Turkish passenger jet crashed as he tried to land at Amsterdam main airport. That was Wednesday. Yeah, that was today. And killed 9 people, lost their life. And my gosh, I guess 50 people are going to be going to the hospital, with 25 of them very, very seriously burnt. This is coming from the Dutch airport authority. But what I'm trying to say here, my gosh, if those people knew that my book Moon Power very clearly mentioned from January, okay, the 4th, 2009, through Saturday, February 7th, the first 2009 supernova window will try all that he can to stop those airplanes, or yourself, or God knows what. How many airplane crash we had up a sudden? Yeah, well, guess what? This is what Mercury retrograde or a supernova window is all about. Now, to those of you who do not know what a supernova window is all about, 3 times a year for about a month or a month and a half, because I have different dates than traditional astrologers, this window will plague us. So your washing machine, your dryer will break down, your fax machine, your car, flat tire. Even today, one of the guys who is working in the house today told me, my gosh, Dr. Cherry, I changed my tire yesterday, and guess what? My wife called me. The same very tire is flat again. Well, I told him, you know what? The moon is waning when you bought this tire, and Mercury is retrograde. So he was all upset about it. And before I forget, I have a bunch of people here sitting outside doing nothing for the next hour. And the show will only be 1 hour. So, in so many ways, I apologize because I'm doing some work in my house and I cannot keep all these people sitting there for more than 1 hour. And some of them are listening and smiling at me. All right, now, as you also know, the tail of the dragon is still in Leo, okay? And we know that Charles Barkley's got to go to jail because he got a DUI. Tale of the Dragon in Leo denunciate that the people that are famous, or the people that or the children for that matter, will be suffering because of this nasty dragon's tail in the sign of Leo. So basically, what I am asking all of you to do is to remember that this nasty tail of the dragon is not going to forgive anyone. This tail of the dragon in Leo will not spare anyone. So just be careful. And worst of the worst of the worst, when I was listening to the news today, what I saw was just insane. Was insane. I was reading that a mother in Louisiana was accused of killing her own child using her SUV. Can you believe that? Can you believe what the tail of the dragon in the sign of Leo aiming for your children will do to a mother? And how many times this has happened since this nasty dragon's tail is bothering mothers and children and famous people alike? Do I have something or not? It's unfolding every single day. But what's even more insane is that the suspect is a former police officer. Now, when I say and wrote million times in my newsletter that there is such a thing of crooked police officers or police killers or bad police officer, here is the case that astropsychology works miracle, because all psychiatrists, all psychologists, and all mental worker in this world do not possess cosmic consciousness and do not know that this person, I am 150% sure, was born with a very negative dragon's tail in Scorpio, not only to kill her own child, but to be in the police force. Now, it doesn't mean that all the people in the police force are going to kill their children. But we know what happened with the Rodney King dilemma. We know what happened with police chiefs being crooked, with police officers abusing powers. Why, in the name of God, why nobody is listening to me? I've been doing this job for 35 years. I have very famous people, very wealthy people. They don't even know what to do with their money. They can't even count their money. These people have been reading me forever. Why, I wonder, in the name of the children of tomorrow, why none of these people has invested in me and helped me once and for all to educate your elites, your politicians, your educational system, your teachers, your schoolmasters. If the top of the cream, the top of the cake is poison, what do you expect will happen to what's going down the line, down to the train, or your children, down to the drain, I might add? My gosh, people. Money is spent daily, billions of dollars, to build more churches, to build more sport entertainment buildings. My gosh, how can you expect to fix this world and get a better, safer life without education? I don't know. I'm desperate. I don't know what words to use anymore. I don't know how many times I've literally begged, and it's not even for me. All that I do is translate the true face and the will of God through the signs. All that I do is just to bring the truth. All that I do is working overtime so that this world can one day say, my gosh, what a beautiful place where love, harmony, respect, intelligence, and education will command a happy humankind population. My gosh. Well, that's life. Now, in the news again, galaxy may be full of Earth, alien life. Oh my gosh. Our new scientist at NASA, again. Oh, to me they seem like little babies playing with your little fingers, not having any idea that above their head is infinite. A cosmos is humongous. There is no words, no possible way for you to even acknowledge the size of the cosmos. It's infinite. And now they are wondering if we have aliens out there or if we have galaxies that can support life like Mother Earth. Oh my gosh! And these people have spent 15, 20 years in accredited college to think that way. Guess what? I was 8 years old when I had no doubt and knew that not only we were immortal and that aliens did exist, but there were billions of Earth above our heads. Oh my God. I can't even remember how many times I have said, oh my God, in my life. You would have to pay me so much money to be such a moron. And these are the people at NASA, the scientists, wondering, finally, maybe some of them have read my newsletter, realizing that there are lives out there. Anyway, alright, I tell you what, we're going to go to Mike. First of all, Mike, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
You were born in 1972?
Yes, this is for my sister, actually. She was born on 17th September 1972.
I got it. Okay, now tell me something. Do you have any specific question for her? Or do you want me just to read her just like that?
Well, just a quick question on her. Like, she's unmarried, when she will get settled down in her life? In which year or during which period?
Well, your sister was born with the dragon's tail in Cancer. Cancer was home and family and security. And that what she had in many, many previous past lives. She was home all the time. She was cooking. She was giving love. She was receiving love. And in this lifetime, the universe has put a lot of stress since day one as far as home, family, and security is concerned. And they want her to go out there and build a career and do something for herself. Do I make sense or not?
Yes.
Now, does she complain about headaches or stomachache, something like that, or not?
No.
Okay, what does she complain about? Depression?
Sometimes, yes, depression. She has a stress.
Yeah, and then if she eats when she's upset, all this nasty negative energy will go right to her stomach and her knees. You want to tell her that, okay? Now,
yeah, she does have the problem with her knees.
I know, I see it. And then you have to understand that the negative forces, evil, can only survive if you feed him. And evil loves depression, guilt, being negative, being aggressive, being nasty, and swear, and cry, and being depressed. Evil love, to him, that is a big dinner. Do you understand?
Yep.
So you want to tell her to regenerate. Has she ever thought of doing any writing? Just a question.
Do you know? She does writing and cooking.
Okay, good. You see, this is where she could do very well for herself. She could do very well in the world of communication and writing, and then she can write about foods if she's into food. But I'll tell you what, the main reason why she's depressed is because the tail of the dragon, which is a very negative energy, is right now in her 12th house or right into her subconscious. And when the tail is in the subconscious, it certainly produces a lot of stress. So she's losing faith. She is probably not socializing as much as she should. She stay home and she's not happy, correct?
Yes.
And that's what the dragon does. This nasty dragon bugged her since last December. But you want to tell her, because around her next birthday, this dragon will be moving away from her. And then from there, she will be much more, much better to in the affairs of creativity, love, and wishes will be going on her side. But she has to exit. She's doing something wrong. Is she going to church? Just a question.
Well, she goes to temple. Yes.
There you go. See, anytime you involve religion, you degenerate because they're promising either the end of the world or you're supposed to be poor, you're supposed to be this and that. Religion does not endorse a good life, telling you to be happy, to buy this, to be that, and to be progressive. Religion tells you to shut down and die for Jesus, Allah, or Buddha, or whatever you've been poisoned with. Do I make sense? So this is the result of many years of her being poisoned with church, and the tail of the dragon in her subconscious makes the situation very, very difficult for her now. Does she talk about committing suicide or not?
No, never.
Okay, God, then it's not bad, but just be aware that the dragon could do that, okay? So the only way for me to help your sister is to take a chance. Before she gets really sick, and then sick psychologists and psychiatrists that are going to poison her with antidepressant, and then she's going to go crazy and commit suicide. Before I've her to let me do a full life reading for her, so I can help her to regenerate, and I will also add an hypnotherapy tape that will help her when she sleeps to rebuild the subconscious. Your sister is very, very vulnerable as I'm speaking to you now. But no one is going to help her but herself if she decides to let me take care of her. Okay?
Okay.
All right, my friend. Good luck to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. You know what? This is the sad reality. This is the sad reality. People have no clue. People have no clue of what's going on above their heads as far as the dragon is concerned, and they're paying the price of their ignorance. Yeah, that is insane. So before it's too late, if you feel depressed, if you feel that you're not going anywhere in life, there is only two reasons: lack of education on your UCI and the dragon, or some conflict coming from your subconscious. And that's what I do. I fix all that. All right, we're going to talk to Liz. Liz, she's in New York. And you said you're calling for your son, Ryan. Is that correct?
Yes, Dr. Turi.
All right, Liz, how are you, honey, today?
Okay, sweetie, how are you?
Stressed like hell. Too much trouble. Too much work here and everything. Oh, but it's okay.
You're going to have fun for your birthday, though, I hope.
I hope so. I really hope so. I'm going to make sure. I'm going to go to Sedona for my birthday. I'm going to shut down the office. I'm going to let the workers do their homework outside, build up this extension in my house, and I'm going to get away from everything. I'm going to take my girlfriend and my dog, and I'm going.
Oh, you'll be regenerating with them.
You bet. All right, sweetheart.
Lots of love to you.
All right, thank you. Now, what question do you have for me?
I don't have a particular question about him. I just wanted a mini reading.
Well, I can tell you one thing. Your son is a very, very smart kid. The head of the dragon is in Cancer in the second house of money, so you could be sure he's going to make a lot of money. But just for the sake of it, when he grows up, because he's born in the year 2000, still a very baby, 9 years old, when he grows up, you will see he's going to be very shrewd in business. You want to tell him to always do the right thing, because the dragon stays on the 8th house in Capricorn, and Uncle Sam is not absolutely not lucky with Uncle Sam. So he has to be careful with all the money he's going to make, to do the right thing with his taxes, and to stay clear from the wrong people, okay? Two things you have to tell him. Tell him also to drive slow. He'll be very impatient at sometimes. His moon in Taurus is regulating him now until the age of 13 and 14 years old. And Taurus is passive, is slow, is, you know what I'm saying? It's a good sign. But as soon as he passes puberty, all the stars are going to start to kick in. And he's got a lot of planets in Gemini. Okay, so you want to make sure it doesn't break his arms, his hands, to drive slow. He has aptitude to work on the mechanical engineering field. He has aptitude. He may be driven to go into the army, the navy, or large construction or engineering firm of this nature, but his real power is with food, hotels, restaurant, and the real estate. You got all that?
Yes. He loves okay. animals as well.
Well, this is not surprising because born in June, astropsychology teaches you that that is just your soul's purpose. The true sign is the other side of the belt of the zodiac. So your sign is a Sagittarius, and Sagittarius rules the Indians and the wilds and animals. And that's why your child likes dogs, cats, or pets, or whatever. Do you understand me now?
Yes. Uh-huh.
All right. Now he's got Saturn on the throat. So make sure he doesn't eat too much, okay? And he will have a kind of an insecurity problem when it comes to money. This is why he will work overtime to make tons of money. And he will. He will make a lot of money. But the more money he will have in the bank, the more money he will want in the bank. So he has to learn to find peace within himself and not to let the fear of Saturn in Taurus of not having enough money override him and do silly things in life. Do you understand all that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, he will be also gifted in learning French and Latino languages. You're going to have a good time with that kid. He's a very, very smart kid.
It's a lot of fun.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And another thing before I let you go, your child was a female many times in his past life, so you will see the feminine side of him too now and then, okay?
Yes, he's very gentle.
You bet. You bet. Emotional, sensitive, and he's mommy's baby.
Oh.
So now, he's got the head of the dragon in Cancer, so make sure to teach him the universal laws of the moon, okay?
Yes.
Do you have my moon power?
Yes, I started teaching him about the moon. And
you
he
bet.
Talked to his little friends about it.
With the dragon set in Cancer, this is the law for him to get very successful in this lifetime. All right, sweetheart?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. You
and
bet.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye, sweetie. Bye.
You bye. Okay, let's see. It's funny today, people are calling for their kids. That's amazing. So why don't I go to Doris? Doris, are you here?
Yeah.
Okay. And you want a reading for your daughter Laurie, correct?
Right.
Okay. Now, let me see what I see here. Now, do you have a good relationship with your daughter?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What about money?
What do you mean, money?
I see some problem with her and money. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, she's starting off her business.
Uh-huh.
She's just started a massage therapy school.
Mm-hmm.
And she's starting her business. And I'd just like to know what you had to say about, is she going to do good in her business or what?
You know, there is no reason for her not to do good in any type of business, providing she does the right thing, and I'm sure she will. How many kids she's got? Two kids? How many?
Three.
I mean, three kids?
Uh-huh.
All right. Okay. All right, because I see some problems also at home with the children. I mean, again, you know, when you're starting a business, it put a lot of stress on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to make sure that she does not let her fear get to you, because if she complains and is insecure about money, of course you're the mother, she's going to pass on that insecurity to you.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, incidentally, your daughter was born with the head of the dragon in Cancer, and anything to do with Cancer is under the jurisdiction of the moon. So if your daughter sign any document or do things when she feels like without watching the moon, chances are she will be forced to learn the hard way. Has she already lost a few things in life? Has she already lost a business or something?
No.
Okay, good. So the tale of the drug is not too negative then. Then that's good news. But I can see your daughter being sometimes a little bit too worried about money, and too insecure about money. And that in itself becomes a wish to the subconscious, and the subconscious bring that back to her. So make sure she does not nurture any fears anymore, and she will be fine, okay?
Okay.
Now, let me see. Next year, she's getting the head and the tail of the dragon in her financial world. So if she changed the attitude and be more positive and watch the moon, the next couple of years are going to be very worthwhile for your daughter to make a lot of money. Does she talk a lot to people? I see a lot of communication here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she's a good talking machine. This is good. That will help her in the business. So just tell her to be confident and to watch the moon, because the predictions are very progressive for her. Okay?
Okay. Thank
All right.
you,
you bet. My pleasure.
Have a good
day. All right. Bye-bye. Well, you know, the same old story. Ignorance is evil and knowledge is power, you know. If you do not respect God's universal sign, sooner or later you're going to hit a red light. I mean, it's like, you know, how many chance can you take if you decide to ignore the stop sign and the red lights in the streets? Okay? One of these days, somebody is going to cross at the same time than you and cause the trouble. All right, why don't we go to Seattle, Washington? Let's talk to Jake. Jake, are you here?
Yes, Dr. Turi, thank you for taking my call.
You bet, my friend. Okay, well, you know how I do it. I can do the Astro Tarot. Did you listen to the show last week?
No, unfortunately, I couldn't last week.
No, that's okay, because I have two options for the callers. It's either we do the Tarot reading, okay, which is very direct, straight to the point, and I give you the guidance, or we do the astropsychology report. Which one do you want?
Astropsychology, I think.
Okay, well, that will work for you. That's a good choice. Now, first of all, don't expect me to be nice to you, okay? All this is free, so I'm giving my best shot.
No, honest is better than nice.
There you go, because I can feel that about yourself. You're too direct sometimes. You're like me. You're very honest and very direct, correct?
Very much so.
Yeah, and then you're a very truthful person. Okay, now, what I see with you is that you're constantly looking to learn something new. Is that correct?
I'm always looking for the truth. So yes, in that sense, yes.
Okay, let's put it that way. So do you read a lot of books?
I start a lot of things, but
I
lose interest very quickly because they never seem to be...
They
seem to have their own agenda, you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. You can't perceive the truth. Well, there's two reasons for you behaving this way. The first one, you have the head of the dragon in Gemini. So Gemini is recognized to be ADD, which is not a disorder. In my work, it's a gift. And I have the same hidden dragon that you have in Gemini. Gemini rules the radio. Gemini was writing, talking. But the lack of attention is often not present. And that's what you see. But Gemini is also a channeling machine. And sometimes I look at a book. I look at the cover. I look at the back cover. Or I just open it and then pick up the first phrase. Open a page and read a couple sentences. And then I get the book and I usually literally throw it back to where I picked it up. Because to me, a few words, even though that you're not supposed to assume or judge anything, but by looking at the cover, pictures talks a million times better than words. You understand that, yes?
Right, exactly.
It's like my website. Have you been to my website?
Yes.
Okay, when you click on that website and you see the fountain, you see the third eye, you see the lightning, you see the dragon, you see the sun, and you see enter. That tells you right there, if you have enough intuition, that you're dealing with somebody who has supreme wisdom. But people don't see it that way. They just look at it all nice and click in. They don't reflect, they don't channel the depth of information coming out of the pictures. I'm telling you, a picture is worth a thousand words. That's why I look the front and the back of the book, and then I opened it, and I read two or three sentences, and I put the book back. It's all I did since I can't remember, because I know intuitively that none of these people have cosmic consciousness. But It does not mean in their own field they are not good. Because I don't pretend to have all the answers, trust me. But it is not what I need. And because it's all about energy, I do like you do. Well, this doesn't have what I need. Alright, now I understand that being a Gemini dragon said, you're gonna have two or four lives in one. You may also look much younger than your age. Do people say that about you or not?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, do you speak any languages or not?
Yes, Spanish and a little French.
Yeah, you're supposed to speak at least two languages or be interested in two languages. Now, the idea is for you to melt on your dragon's head all the greatest radio announcers, all the greatest writers and speakers and people who say jokes on stage have your dragon's head, my friends. So the idea is to focus and concentrate and crystallize your wisdom and find a way through your dragon's head to pass it on either on the wave or on television or discipline yourself and write like I do. Remember, I have the same dragon than you have. Now, do you have any back problem or allergies?
A little bit of back problem, nothing too bad.
Well, that's where you have your tail, between the connection of the man and the horse in Sagittarius. Now, this sign rules the Indians. How do you feel about Indians? Or native Indians?
Well, you know, I was actually in Sedona a couple of years ago, and I feel a little connection with that area.
You bet, my friend. All your past life evolved around disappeared civilization that were drastically involved into the universe, UFOs and astrology, pretty much like you are naturally. Now, are you afraid of flying or not?
Not at all.
Okay, good. You use computers?
All the time.
Good. Your Saturn is right there into the sign of Aquarius, meaning that you're a natural new age promoter, my friend. What do you do in life? Tell me.
Well, this is the thing, Dr. Turi, is that I've never been happy in anything that I've done, but I'm starting a new career now in insurance, and I think I'm going to do well.
Now you're talking.
What do you think of that? The real question I have is that I don't understand why it's so hard for me to get started in doing new things. Because
well, let me tell you why.
I've been trying to do this for over a year now.
I know. First of all, you had the tail of the dragon in Leo that was bothering you, okay? And most of all, your Mercury is in Capricorn. Your mind is like an engineer. You look at too many details, and you turn around and you go back and this and that, and that's not this and that, and then the next thing you know, you lose either interest or faith in yourself. Do you understand what I'm saying?
That's exactly correct.
Your mental process is too square. Just sit back, relax, objectively see what you want to do, and don't. I know you got to start to build a pyramid starting from the bottom. In those Indian life, my friend, you were a builder. You were building those pyramids. So you got to have a very strong sense of attention, but the same very strong sense of attention makes the pyramid too hard and too difficult to even start. So just back up, see the entire pictures of what you want to do, and just give your best shot. Don't plan, because there will be things along the way that you're supposed to learn, do, and redo, and that's it. But do it when you face them. Don't do it before they're thrown at you in your head. You have a tremendous potential in engineering, in structure. You have a tremendous abilities to do very well in this lifetime if you use that dragon's head in Gemini properly. But I just have to tell you in all honesty, my friend, you're your worst enemy because you think too much about left and right and doing things and then you procrastinate.
Yep.
And then that's it. But the new dragon is moving in your second house of money, my friend, as of August. The new dragon moves right there. The dragon's head will also conjunct your Mercury, and that means taking some study, and your mental process will be much more progressive. So you should be pretty confident. I want you to be aware that June is going to be a very important month for you, okay? And I see you making tons of money. You'll be just okay, my friend. I guarantee you that.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I felt when this offer was presented to me that this is where I needed to go, and I was so full of encouragement, and I was happy, and then, like you say, I started to think about it, And what I wanted to do in 4 weeks, it's been over a year, and I'm at the final step where I need to start calling people. And
there you go.
And I'm
there
thinking so much about the whole process that I've lost confidence.
Yeah, you're just repeating exactly what I was saying to you. But
yeah,
the idea,
exactly.
You know, it's difficult for some people to auto-analyze themselves. And this is why astropsychology is so vital in our college universities and to be used by every psychologist and psychiatrist, every FBI agent, every cop in the street. Every mother should know of what makes you thick, what makes you think, what makes you who you are. And instead of guessing and being disappointed or upset with other people, you understand the problem and you can work around it. But you have all the tools to succeed. Again, I repeat myself, the head of the dragon is moving in your second house of money. June is going to be a very important month, and you go out there, buddy, and you do it, okay?
Thank you, Dr. Turi. God bless and happy birthday.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Jake. And this is life. This is life. But definitely a very gutsy person. If he knew a quarter of what I know, he'd be so confident to getting things done. But prognostication is not good. All right, let's go to Norma. She's in Illinois. Is that correct? Norma, are you here?
Yes, I am. Hi.
All right, honey. Okay, where are you in Illinois? What city are you?
I'm in Rock Island, Illinois.
Okay, cool. All right, now, so what do you want? Do you want the Astro Tarot? Do you want to try that today?
That'll be good.
All right, so this is how we proceed, honey, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have the Hebrew alphabet in my hands, or the Tarot de Marseille, only the major arcade. And again, in time and space, there is no distance, okay? There is no time, mm-hmm. There is no distance in reality, it's only space. And when you say to me, stop, I will stop my fingers going around the card, and the card will be the card that I have to read for you. When I tell you start, go ahead, go. You got it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, remember, I cannot tell you what you want to hear, honey. I have to turn the card and tell you
okay.
What it is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're a lucky girl. It's card number 11, which is the strength. It's a man opening the mouth of a lion. Well, you cannot get better than that, I tell you that. This is a phenomenal card. Now, do you know that Pisces is a representation? You know you're a Pisces, yes?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you are a representation of all the strengths and all the weaknesses of all the signs of the zodiac. That's why Pisces are so complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have a lot of strengths in this chart to come up with this card. This becomes also your ID card. And it looks like if either you have aptitude in healing, the medical field, or the art, or you're on stage with children. I don't know. What do you do in life, by the way? Tell me.
Well, actually, I'm an unemployed technologist, and I am on my way to get some training in energy work, energy healing.
There you go. Now that's more you, honey. You should really, really be confident. Now, let me tell you something else. On your 6 hours of work and health, you have a planet called Pluto.
Mm-hmm.
Pluto is the most powerful planet you can get. Pluto is the planet of magnetism, investigation, healing, the medical field, investigation, and witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
You have the most powerful planet on your 6 hours of work and health. So you are a natural healer. So dealing with, it's all about energy. So you're not going the wrong way, okay?
Okay.
And you have the moon in Libra, which means there is also a regeneration principle that takes place with partnerships and justice. And anytime you investigate anything, you regenerate, okay? The moon in Libra also depicts an aptitude either with psychology, interior designing, or if you stick with me in the long run, master astropsychology. That will add quite a lot of values into your energetic powers or new service to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have the head of the dragon in Capricorn. This tells me that your upbringing could have been pretty tough, put it this way, okay?
That's correct.
Either with mother or dad, I don't know, I don't want to know, we don't want to dig into that, but I know that you did suffer with a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Did you leave home early? How old were you when you left home?
I left home at age 18.
Okay, all right, that's still young. But anyway, okay, so... With the with the tail of the dragon in Cancer, don't eat when you're upset to save your stomach, okay? Make sure to be active because you like food. Nothing wrong with that, don't get me wrong. But mm-hmm. it's important to be active because if you're gonna go into healing people are going to look at you. It's like me, I'm a healer, okay? I am absolutely beautiful, honey. I am also very, very modest, okay? And I'm the shyest kid in the family. What I'm trying to tell you, if I'm saying to the world, I am a healer and I weigh 400 pounds and I had 3 heart attacks, do you think you're going to trust me for me to heal you?
Yes, that's correct.
You have to use common sense when you're aiming towards a work, an energy that is dictating health. You have to be the example. You have to be the role model for your patients. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now, the head of the dragon is in Capricorn, which means slowly but surely you'll climb that mountain and get a position of respect and honors. And you could do very well with large groups. You could do very well in building your honor pyramid of success in time. But I'm telling you what, for you to pick up card number 11, the strength or the man opening the mouth of a lion, ain't much you cannot do, honey. Now, the new dragon is moving right into your new dragon 2 in August. So be prepared for July and January 2010. These are the 2 months that I'm giving you, July 2009 and January 2010. And then you're going to see how much this card means to you. You got all that?
I got all that. Wonderful.
All right. You bet.
Thank you and happy birthday.
Thank you, sweetie.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye, love. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's amazing. It's amazing, you know. I see people out there, they want to be healers, or they want to be getting involved themselves into the world of health. And, you know, incidentally, through astropsychology, I had some doctors and MDs and who is who in America, traditionally educated from accredited medical school student that came to my course. And again, one of them said to me that he has learned more in one crash course, 1 week crash course with me than 7 years in college. And he told me, Dr. Chiri, I always wonder why I wanted to be a doctor. Then I told him, the reason why you wanted to be a doctor is because you have a subconscious fear of death and decay and the fear of disease. And how did I know that? By looking at the location of his Saturn in his chart. And this guy was crushing his head. He said, oh my gosh, you actually know better than I know myself. And this is why you realize how important it was for him to learn the trade. And not only he graduated, but he sent me like 3 or 4 of his psychiatrist student that he had to master the trade. My gosh, this should be the law for people to learn this. All right, so let's go to California. Let's go to Cindy. Cindy, are you here?
Yes, I am.
All right, Cindy. So,
happy birthday.
Thank you, sweetheart. That's really appreciated. So, thank you, thank you, thank you.
I'm so happy to be talking to you.
Oh, well, it's your lucky day. Yeah. Now we are in the good moon. So, by the way, the new moon falls on your 11th house of wishes and friends in Pisces. That means one of your important wishes has to be accomplished within 1 month. And one of them was to talk to me, I guess, but there is more important one ahead of you. All right, so what do you want to do? Do you want to do the Astro Tarot? What do you want to do? Tell me.
Or the Astro Psychology?
Yeah, well, it's your choice.
Yeah, Astro Psychology, please.
Okay, let's do that. Let's do that. So let me ask you some questions.
Okay.
I see some dramatic experience with the upbringing with you, too. Is it your mother or your dad?
My dad died when I was young.
That's very dramatic. When you're raised without your father, you will naturally be insecure and in constant demand of love and attention. But you may not necessarily be aware of it, okay? So this has definitely affected you. I see you getting upset fast, though.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You do, yeah. You don't want to do that, honey, okay? You need to control yourself because sometimes you get so emotional. Oh, my gosh, because you're very honest. You know, you got a problem, you two. You're too honest. And then you have a problem with stupidity. You're very smart. And then when things go out of control here, you get really aggressive. Be careful, okay? We don't want to have drama in your home or the police in your house or things like that, because I see all that. Okay? Let's forget it. Let's pass that because you're a very private person. I'm trying to say you're a very powerful person. And also, in your past life, and again, this doesn't take anything away from you being a beautiful girl, okay? I can see you, Cindy, when you were a little girl, you were tough. You were tough. And that is due to your past life as a male. You have a lot of past life in France and Italy. How do you feel about France and Italy? Tell me.
I'm very fond of French and Italians. I love French and Italian cooking, too.
Exactly. Cooking is in your mind quite a lot,
yes,
as I can see.
Yes, I'm a good cook, and I love to experiment with all kinds of cooking.
Well, honey, you have the chart of one of these famous people teaching food on television. You never thought of doing something like that? My God.
Not really.
You have the stars. You have a perfect chart to work on television with foods. Now, you don't have just to do that if you don't want to do that. The other perfect chart that you have is to feed the children, but not with food, with spirituality. Do you relate to me on that one?
I've never even thought about anything like that. Interesting. I don't even have any children.
No. You were a guy in your past life, remember?
Mm-hmm.
So having kids is something that you may be denied by the universe, or maybe it's too much of a problem or too costly, whatever excuse you have. But, you know, when you're a guy in so many past lives, you're not necessarily interested in having children. Do I make sense again?
Definitely.
There is a lot of things you do not know. Not having cosmic consciousness makes you just live your life like a normal person, but with such a beautiful chart, that's a waste of time. As a matter of fact, you have pretty much the same stars than, what is the name of this guy? The guy, the king of trash TV. What is his name? Jerry Springer. There you go.
Oh, God.
he's using his chart to feed trash to the world, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you have the same stuff. Now you can feed the world with food, you can feed the world with emotional trash like Jerry Springer by watching the low elements of life killing each other to entertain more imbecile looking those shows. Or you can do like I do, feed the children of the world with supreme wisdom. But that all depends, of course, on your drive to educate yourself. I can see you doing extraordinarily well in this prospect. But what do you do in life? Tell me.
I work with computer databases.
Okay, you see.
So I sit in front of a computer all day long, just
yeah,
by myself.
I know, honey. And you are on your dragon set. Your dragon set is Aquarius that rules computers, television, New Age, matter, astrology, astropsychology. So you are on the head of the dragon, but you are not using your dragon independently. You're using it for something, someone else. Your potential and is just simply unlimited. But a lot of people do not know, so they stay where they're at with a meager paycheck. All right, now let's see what I'm going to say here. The tail of the dragon has been affecting your home and your real estate area. Now, did you move or are you planning to move yet?
No, I've been in this house for 20 years.
Okay, you didn't want to move. You never thought of moving or anything else.
I would love to move.
Ah, okay.
My husband doesn't want to move.
guys are like that sometimes. But, and the tail of the dragon has been in your home area and in your career area, which means the stress for changes was induced by the cosmic code and God's order in the affairs of your home, your security, and your career. But it doesn't mean that you're going to use the dragon or the transits, because you did not. But I can tell you, your entire mental process is already shifting. As of August 2009, the head and the tail of the dragon will be affecting your mind and your education. So I'm going to push you forward all the way to August and July, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to understand me, because you are going to feel a very strong urge of learning something. Have you already thought of that? Do you feel the energy yet or not?
I haven't felt it yet, no.
Okay, all right. I'm just going to put the seed in there. The dragon will start to get to you in August. So between now and then, before August, you're going to feel the urge of learning something. You see, you're a Taurus, honey. Taurus,
yeah,
is the sign of stability. Taurus hates doing anything different. Taurus is a very stubborn type of sign.
Uh-huh.
And Taurus will not budge. But the universe wants you to budge after August 2009 and within the next 2 years, so that you can improve your money-making scheme, your happiness for you and your husband. Because you've got an incredible chart that should be used to its full potential, and you're not using it as you're supposed to. And I can only point it out to you, honey.
Okay.
All right, so just be prepared. Now, is there any history or heart problem in your family? Just a quick question before I let you go.
Not for me, but that's what killed my father, heart attack.
Well, honey, this is what I was asking you, if you had history or heart attack in your family.
Yeah.
Okay, so the answer is yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, I know you like good foods, and that's okay. But make sure not to eat when you're upset, and make sure to exercise so you don't put any stress in your heart, because you are genetically, entirely, and completely connected with your father. I saw it, and I want you to avoid any problem there, so you just need to listen. You can eat as many things as you like, but be active, burn it, and you'll be just fine. You got all that?
Yeah.
All right. I'm not trying to scare you here. I'm just giving you information that can literally save your life. That's simple as that. And make your life better. Maybe the restructure that I was seeing could also be about you educating yourself a little bit more on the health area. But in either way, you're not going to die young. This chart is a promising, very long life. But it's a good idea if you spend it happy all the way through the end. You got that?
Yes, I do. Last half happy.
You bet. And you will. It's all in the mind. Don't forget that.
Yes.
All right, sweetie.
Thank you so much. And again, happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Cindy.
Okay,
bye-bye, love. My gosh, you know, sometimes not taking care of your body in the name of ignorance could be very costly, not only to your wallet, but to the people that you love. So it's always a good idea to make sure that never eat anything when you're upset, because it turns into poison in your system. And if you like good food, so be it, me too. But walk your dogs a little bit more, go to the park, or make love. Exercise. I don't care what you do, but burn it. All right. Let's go to Eothi. Do I pronounce your name correctly? Eothi from Queensland in Down Under, Australia. Are you here?
It's LP. Yes, hello.
Eothi. I love your accent, honey. Okay,
thank
well,
you.
Tell me, is it winter down there now in Queensland?
We just had the last day of summer. And so winter, autumn, I suppose you would say, but the sun is shining. It's about 29 degrees at the moment and a beautiful day.
Wonderful. All right, sweetheart, what do you want to talk about? Do you want to do the astro tarot or do you want to do the astro psychology reading? What do you want me to do for you today?
If I do the astro tarot, would I be able to ask a question in my mind?
I probably will answer the question for you before, but let's do the astro. Let's give it a shot, honey, okay?
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Now, so you know how it works, okay? I have the cards in front of me. I just shuffle them. And when I say go, you tell me stop. And my finger will be stopping on the card. Okay, go.
Okay. Stop.
Okay, I got you. Yep. I got you right away. Okay, now, again, I'm going to turn the card and tell you what it is, and I cannot spare you, okay, because I have to be very honest to my tarot. If not, my tarot will never divulge about. Okay, let's see. Oh, my gosh, you're lucky, Elfie. You have card number 10, which is the Wheel of Fortune.
Right.
Well, that's good. Well, not surprising, knowing also that you're a Leo, your sign is in Leo, but you were born in a constellation of Cancer in July. So
yes.
This card is a very, very sure message for you to watch the moon. Do you have a copy of my moon power?
Yes, I do.
Okay, make sure to read the section, the universal laws of the moon, okay? Because if you do,
okay.
Card number 10, the Wheel of Fortune, will always bring you at the right time at the right place. Now let's see what I see in your chart here. Do you have any problem in the relationship area? Just a question.
I'm in a long distance relationship at the moment.
I call this a little bit of a problem, yes. Long distance relationships are very, very difficult. Sometimes very costly because unless you share the same telephone carrier. But what I'm trying to say is, have you been with that person? Did you live with that person before?
I met him 22 years ago and, at the time my marriage was breaking and, we were going to get together, and I decided to stay with my husband and give it another shot. And mm-hmm. he went over to America, and I put his name in a database on the computer about 2 years mm-hmm. ago, and I had done it about 6 or 7 years previous to that, so it took that many years for him to actually log on to the same program, and I found him again. And so... He's
wonderful.
In Canada, and
okay, now tell me something. Okay, tell me something. How many times has he been married?
One.
Okay, perfect. And what month was he born? Do you know?
He's the 19th of November, 1959.
November.
Yes.
Okay. It's very normal for those born in July to attract Cancers and Pisces and Scorpio. That's the seat of attraction between human beings. Okay. Well, I can tell you one thing. You were born with the tail of the dragon in the sign of Libra, with Neptune in the sign of Libra. So you have to be very cautious in finding out, okay, because Neptune is the planet of deception. You could attract people that are religious, that drinks too much, liars and cheaters with this planet on your tail. Okay?
Right.
Now, this planet doesn't have to be negative. It could also help you in interior designing, in the art, in psychology. It can help you in so many ways. And I see you being a perfectionist. And I'm not exaggerating, correct?
In my creative side, yes.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. All right. Do you like animals?
Not particularly overly crazy on them. I had a cat for 18 years, but no, not really.
Well, that's because you don't like dirt and mess around you. You know that?
That's right.
No, when I say I see you being fussy, picky, I see it. That's why I corner you by asking questions. That's it. That reinforce what I know. You don't like mess.
Yes.
You don't like to go and
yes,
clean
sir.
Up. But I understand, honey.
I'm okay in creating it myself, though.
All right. I tell you what. Just for the safe side, okay? It's better to invest on my work. If you're gonna spend some time with somebody, and because your tail is in the sign of Libra, you're meant to land on a karmic relationship. And any karmic relationship can only be the best or the worst in your life. So doing a comparison chart between you and that person will give you a step ahead in knowing if he's right, if he's truthful, if he has strengths and weaknesses. Because I only have your chart. I don't know how this person chart compare with yours. So, and I don't like to make things up. So you have to give me a chance to help you properly.
Yep.
So if you want to avoid heartache and if you want to make your relationship the best thing in the world, you better be prepared to know all the strengths and the weakness of that person. And you trust me doing this, don't you? Because I can read you like I read an open book. I can read this person as well as I can read you. And I can, I feel already that there is definitely a marriage ahead of you. I already see that. If that can help you a little bit, but it might
be
a good idea.
That would be wonderful.
And trust me, Annie, I know what I'm talking about. You have a full restructure of your marriage area. The dragon will want you to get rid of the old and bring new people. And that's why I'm asking you to make the investment on me. And let me tell you who this person is, all these strengths and all these weaknesses, so that you're not going to mess up. You got that?
Okay. Yes, sir.
All right, sweetheart. Now, if you pass the order, remind me you're from the show, because I have some goodies for my callers, okay?
Okay, that's cool. No worries.
All right, healthy. Bye-bye, my love. What a beautiful girl. You know, I am so concerned with people not knowing their stars and mingling into a relationship and jumping straight into the mouth of a lion. And she certainly do not need that. Okay, now we're gonna go to France. Hey, this is Patrick. Patrick, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Where are you, in Paris?
No, I'm not in Paris. I'm actually, I was born in La Rochelle.
La Rochelle.
And I was raised in San Diego, and I'm living in Orange County right now.
I see. Okay, so do you speak French or not?
Not very well. I haven't spoken it for a while.
Oh, my friend, you should have stayed in France. You have the head of the dragon in Leo. Anything to do with
no,
the... Go ahead.
No, actually, November 23rd.
Yes, well, I see. Yeah, you have the head of the dragon in Leo.
Okay,
oh, I don't practice astrology, my friend. I practice astropsychology, and I'm looking at your dragon right now. Your dragon is a form of Wheel of Fortune, and is into the sign of Leo. Leo was love, romance, France, and Italy, and is the sign of light and love and the art. That's why we say French are romantic. This is why it affects our language, the way it does, being romantic, and this is why we have so much art in France and Italy. So when you have the head of the dragon in Leo, you were blessed by the universe to be born in the country. Had you stayed there, chances are your dragon would have made miracles in your life. But this doesn't mean you cannot make miracles in the United States, don't get me wrong, especially with the head of the dragon in your 10th house of career. All right, now, so in my work, you are a Scorpio with your sun sign in Sagittarius, okay? So you carry with you a dual chart, so to speak. All right. Now, do you have any questions for me before I go forward with you, Patrick?
Well, I'm kind of at a crossroads in my career. I've done, you know, really amazing things. I've, you know, built carbon fiber bicycles for the Tour de France. I've built America's Cup mast.
Okay. Let me tell you something before we go further. Again, you just reinforced what I said earlier, that some of your best accomplishments were made for France or in France, but that's okay. What I'm trying to tell you here, let me help you in a much better way. If you go to my website, Patrick, okay, which is a French name, by the way, French first name. You can scroll down, go to drturi.com, then scroll down, okay? And there's two things you've got to do. The first one is to download the 2008 Moon Power, because the dragon is active all the way through 2009, which means the informations will be there. And read the section involving those born in November. The forecast for those born in November is very clear. The head and the tail of the dragon will be affecting your home and your career, forcing those born in November, that would be Patrick, to either move, relocate, and do something about their career. So you're already into the dragon. This dragon's going to be on you until next August. February has been a tough month for you, my friend. I already see that. You were forced to do a lot of things here. Now, did you move? Did you plan to move? Do you have some restructure taking place?
I do, yes. I'm moving to Canada to live with my wife.
There you go. So you see, you're responding to the forecast that is in the book Moon Power 2008. Okay.
Okay.
Now, The other thing you need to do, being a Scorpio and Sagittarius, you regenerate with metaphysics. So you can also sign up for the free Dragon newsletter and read all the material that is in there that can help you to understand that those born in December, such as yourself, are on the cusp Scorpio Sagittarius, always live in foreign land and end up marrying foreigners. So the forecast I have to you is very productive, because the first one is dictating a study ahead of you, and the second one, a full restructure of your finances.
Mm-hmm.
And you're already in the process, but the dragon will get to you around August 2009, Patrick. And you have a phenomenal, wonderful chart. Now, is there any illegal activity around you? Anything that you have to sign?
No.
Okay, because I want you to be... Okay, maybe it's just your taxes. Did you do your taxes yet?
Oh, not yet.
Okay, that's probably what it is. Because I see something you have to sign, and that's probably your tax. I went ahead of you. I'm sorry. So,
okay.
Just be prepared, because one of the reasons why you haven't been successful in the affairs of love in your life is that you're too independent and you attract the wrong friends and the wrong groups. You have to learn that in order to give love and receive love, you have to adapt to other people. Do that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And you're a very independent guy. Do you like sports or not? Do you
I was in the Olympics for sailing.
Okay, so you see, women are not like us. You know, women are very different than us, and unless you meet a lady that vibrates like you, that has a chart where she appreciates sports and football or sailing, whatever it is, you could bring some stress into your life as far as your relationship is concerned. But I'm sure you have learned some of your lesson here and did suffer emotionally for a while. But you know what? I see you making some significant progress as of August 2009, Patrick, so just be confident, okay?
Okay. My toughest area is procrastination. You know, I have such a rapid mind, and I've done so many things.
yes,
it seems like if I'm not doing something I'm completely enthralled with, I get so bored.
My friend, you have a hidden dragon's tail in Gemini in the third house. I have the same dragon that you have in the third house, but I have the head. So I managed to crystallize my thought and write books and communicate and talk, and I do not procrastinate. I work. And then you are able to auto-analyze yourself very well, which means you're a very smart guy. Now, what about flying? How do you feel about flying?
I'd like to learn how to fly, actually.
I know. Do you know why? Because in your past life, you were in Japan, a pilot. That's deep
information.
Yeah, that's deep information. I picked that up right away. I said, this guy has been a pilot. So
wow.
You have a great ability with electronics, computers, flying, and you have also learned during many of your past life with the Indian, the secret of the cosmic code and astropsychology. Maybe learning my trade will help you well a lot. Maybe you should put your hand on some of my books or become a student. You could use all that for everything under the stars. All right, my friend, good luck to you. You're in a good hand.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye, Patrick. Well, as I said earlier, I do have people that are waiting for me to finish my show so they can all go back to work. And I know I still have a few people waiting online, but I have to go. I have to go, and I have to let these people go back to work. So what I want to do is to wish all my listeners a wonderful evening, and I really hope to talk to you again next week, the same time. May not be the same place. I might be in Los Angeles or in Australia for that matter. And one more time, thank you for all of you for your great wishes for my birthday, and may God bless every one of you. Bye bye. This is Dr. Cherry on the Cosmic Code Show.